This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Herceptin SC, subcutaneous injection. Active ingredient, S. trastuzumab, RCH. This leaflet provides important information about you using Herceptin SC. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about you using Herceptin SC. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Herceptin SC? Herceptin SC contains the active ingredient trastuzumab. Herceptin SC belongs to a group of medicines known as antineoplastic, or anti-cancer agents. There are many different classes of antineoplastic agents. Herceptin SC belongs to a class of antineoplastic agents called monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies are proteins made in a laboratory. These proteins are designed to recognize and bind to other unique proteins in the body. Herceptin SC binds selectively to a protein called human epidermal growth factor receptor 2, HER2. HER2 is found in large amounts on the surface of some cancer cells. When Herceptin SC binds to HER2 receptors, it stops the growth and spread of the cancer cells. Herceptin SC is used to treat the following stages of breast cancer: early breast cancer after surgery, locally advanced breast cancer, metastatic, spreading breast cancer. Herceptin SC is only used for patients whose tumor has tested positive to HER2. Herceptin SC may be used alone or in combination with other medicines that treat breast cancer, such as an aromatase inhibitor, hormone receptor positive breast cancer, or a taxane, e.g. paclitaxel or docetaxel. For further information about the other medicines you're receiving with Herceptin SC, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for the CMI leaflet. Ask your doctor if you have any questions why Herceptin SC has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Herceptin SC? Warnings. Do not use Herceptin SC if you are allergic to trastuzumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, or any protein of Chinese hamster origin. You have breast cancer that has not spread, non-metastatic, and you have had an LVEF test result, which measures how well your heart can pump blood of less than 45%, or you have symptoms of heart failure. Symptoms of heart failure may include shortness of breath or tire easily after light physical activity, such as walking, shortness of breath at night, especially when lying flat, swelling of the hands or feet due to fluid buildup, abnormal or irregular heartbeat. Check with your doctor if you have a history of heart problems such as heart disease with angina, chest pain, cardiac arrhythmias, abnormal beating of the heart, heart failure, where the heart cannot pump blood normally, coronary artery disease, also known as CAD, a condition where plaque builds up inside the arteries, poorly controlled high blood pressure. Your doctor will monitor your heart function closely before and during your treatment with Herceptin SC. Your heart function may also be monitored for years after ceasing Herceptin SC treatment. You have previously been treated with chemotherapy medicines known as anthracyclines, e.g. doxorubicin. These medicines can damage the heart muscle and increase the risk of heart problems with Herceptin SC. You have any breathing or lung problems? You are allergic to any other medicines or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes? Allergic or anaphylactic reactions can occur with Herceptin SC treatment, known as administration-related reactions. Your doctor or nurse will monitor you for side effects during treatment. See Section 6. Are there any side effects for symptoms to look out for? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Herceptin SC may be harmful to an unborn baby. If there is a need for Herceptin SC treatment when you are pregnant, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits to you and the unborn baby. You should use effective contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while you are being treated with Herceptin SC, and for 7 months after stopping treatment. Tell your doctor right away if you become pregnant during treatment with Herceptin. Breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if Herceptin SC passes into breast milk. It is recommended that you discontinue breastfeeding while you are being treated with Herceptin SC and not restart breastfeeding until 7 months after completing Herceptin SC treatment. Use in children. The safety and effectiveness of Herceptin SC in children under 18 years of age have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, and/or health food shop. Herceptin SC treatment in combination with certain medicines used in the treatment of cancer, such as gemcitabine, vinorelbine, a taxane, or radiation therapy can increase the chance of lung problems, interstitial lung disease. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while receiving Herceptin SC. It may take up to 7 months for Herceptin SC to be removed from your body. Tell your doctor or pharmacist that you have had Herceptin SC if you start any new medication in the 7 months after stopping treatment. How is Herceptin SC given? Herceptin SC must be prepared by a healthcare professional and will be given in a hospital or clinic by a doctor or nurse. The recommended dose is 600 mg in a solution of 5 ml. Herceptin SC is given as a subcutaneous injection under the skin over 2 to 5 minutes every 3 weeks. The injection site should be alternated between the left and right thigh. New injections should be given at least 2.5 cm away from an old site. The injection should not be given into areas where the skin is red, bruised, tender, or hard. If other medicines for subcutaneous use are used during the treatment course with Herceptin SC, a different injection site should be used. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or nurse carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Herceptin SC should not be mixed or diluted with other products. Your doctor will decide how long you should receive Herceptin SC. This will depend on your response to Herceptin SC and the state of your disease. If you miss a dose or your appointment to get Herceptin SC, as Herceptin SC is given under the supervision of your doctor, you are unlikely to miss a dose. However, if you forget or miss your appointment to receive Herceptin SC, make another appointment as soon as possible. Your doctor will decide when your next dose of Herceptin SC will be. If you are given too much Herceptin SC, overdose. As Herceptin SC is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will be given too much. However, if you experience any side effects after being given Herceptin SC, tell your doctor immediately. What should I know while receiving Herceptin SC? Things you should do. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are receiving Herceptin SC. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you have any signs and symptoms of an allergic or anaphylactic reaction. Some signs and symptoms include swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, swelling of other parts of your body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, feeling sick, nausea, fever, chills, feeling tired, headache. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you have any signs and symptoms of heart problems. Some signs and symptoms of heart problems are shortness of breath or getting tired easily after light physical activity, such as walking, shortness of breath at night, especially when lying flat, swelling of the hands or feet due to fluid buildup, cough, abnormal or irregular heartbeat. Please follow all your doctor's instructions if any of these symptoms require medication. Your doctor may perform regular tests, including checking your heart function whilst you are being treated with Herceptin SC. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Tell your doctor if you feel that Herceptin SC is not helping your condition. Things you should not do. Do not stop your Herceptin SC treatment without talking to your doctor first. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor or consulting with a pharmacist. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Herceptin SC affects you. If you experience symptoms during your treatment with Herceptin SC, you should not drive or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Herceptin SC will be stored in the pharmacy or on the hospital ward in a refrigerator at a temperature between 2 degrees Celsius and 8 degrees Celsius. Herceptin SC should not be frozen. The vial must be stored in the outer carton to protect it from light. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are receiving Herceptin SC. Herceptin SC helps most people with HER2 positive breast cancer, but it may have some unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Because Herceptin SC may be used with other medicines that treat breast cancer, it may be difficult for your doctor to tell whether the side effects are due to Herceptin SC or due to the other medicines. For further information about the side effects of any other medicines you are receiving, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for the CMI leaflets for these medicines. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do at the time of your injection: swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing. Swelling of other parts of your body such as your hands or feet. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Abnormal or irregular heartbeat. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Feeling sick, nausea, or vomiting. Diarrhea. Pain or discomfort, including stomach pain, back pain, chest or neck pain. Fever or chills. Headache. Fatigue or tiredness. Cough. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. These may be serious side effects. You may require urgent medical attention. After your injection: swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing. Severe swelling of the hands, feet, or legs. Severe shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Severe chest pain spreading out to the arms, neck, shoulder and or back. Abnormal or irregular beating of the heart. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Fever or chills. Severe coughing. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. These are serious side effects. You may require urgent medical attention. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do after your injection: pain or reaction at the site of your injection. Getting tired more easily after light physical activity, such as walking. Shortness of breath, especially when lying down or being woken from your sleep. Runny or blocked nose or nosebleeds. Insomnia, difficulty sleeping. Confusion. Weakness, soreness in muscles and or joints. Increased cough. Feeling dizzy, tired, looking pale. Flu and or cold-like symptoms. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat or mouth ulcers. Hot flushes. Diarrhea. Changes in weight, gain or loss. Decrease in or loss of appetite. Redness, dryness or peeling of the hands or feet. Hand-foot syndrome. Pain in hands or feet. Unusual hair loss or thinning. Nail problems. Eye problems such as producing more tears, swollen runny eyes, or conjunctivitis, discharge with itching of the eyes and crusty eyelids. Speak to your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you have any of these side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell, even if it is not on this list. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Your doctor or pharmacist has a more complete list. Others may occur in some people and there may be some side effects not yet known. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you don't understand anything on this list. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. Herceptin SC fixed dose formulation is not for intravenous use and should be given as a subcutaneous injection only. It is important to check the product labels to ensure that the correct formulation is being given as prescribed. What Herceptin SC contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each vial of Herceptin SC contains 600 mg of the active ingredient trastuzumab. The trastuzumab protein is made using Chinese hamster ovary cells. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Histidine. Methionine. Polysorbate 20. Trehalose dihydrate. Vorhyaluronidase alpha. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Herceptin SC looks like. Herceptin SC for injection is a colorless to yellowish, clear to opalescent solution. Herceptin SC is supplied as a single vial pack, and is available in one strength, 600 mg and 5 ml solution for subcutaneous injection. OSTAR 220402. Who distributes Herceptin SC? Roche Products Pty Ltd. ABN 7000132865. Level 8, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. Medical inquiries. 1-800-233-950. This leaflet was prepared in September 2023.